The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, big announcement made yesterday about that parcel of land. Used to be the River District Supermarket. It's going to be home to an apartment building now, and joining us right now to tell us more about that, Port Huron City Manager James Free. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Paul. It's actually going to be home to about a $12 million, 50-unit for-sale condo development that will target middle-income folks. It was called the Missing Middle. And so we did a target market analysis in 2017. We worked with the Economic Development Alliance and local real estate brokers and brokerage firms to really bring an outside firm in and look at what the need in the community was. And the need in the community was we don't have a lot of middle-income homes. You know, we have affordable housing. We have really high-end housing. But we lack affordable homes for those who are just regular folks going to work every day, paying their bills on a monthly basis. We need a housing stock for them. Blue Water View condos, really nice. Not for everyone, outside of my reach a little bit. So this will target folks making between $40,000 and $87,000 a year. They'll be able to actually buy these units, so they'll be able to build equity, not just rent them. That's one of the things we've heard from a lot of folks is, you know, lofts and rentals are nice, but we want to own a condo. We want to own in the apartments. And so this will be a 50-unit condominiumized. The agreement says that we're going to sell the purchase, the land for a dollar. And they intend to invest no less than guaranteed $9.5 million. They intend to be about closer to $12 or $13 million. But really, this goes back to a couple things. One, the neighborhood associations. I mean, you look at the Southside Initiative. You look at the Lincoln Park neighborhood. These people are not only organized, but they love where they live. They're their advocates. They're their voices down there that they want development. And then the mayor and council. The mayor and council took a bold move to secure the River District site. I got to thank Krista Kramer at Kramer Realty for serving as the agent for the city to brokerage that deal. Jeff Kakos at Hanging Gardens Realty. Jeff Kakos does a tremendous job. He knew we were trying to get this property and working with the seller to bring this deal to council. So we used about $500,000 of ARP money. And we're going to take a loss in the first year. But that's to incentivize the developers. Two types of incentives you can have. One, you can incentivize the acquisition to entice the developer to the town. Or two, you can provide long-term tax abatement or deferment. There is no tax abatement or deferment here. So once it's on the rolls, this full thing is going to be taxed at $10 million. So we're going to get our money back in pretty short order. But this was, you know, the mayor and council really had the strategic forethought to say, okay, if you want to be serious about redeveloping the area, there's got to be some skin in the game. And so when the mayor and council authorized the purchase of this property to secure the site, so now we control the site, we can negotiate the terms of the deal to work with the developer. It's very hard to negotiate a large development when you have a third party who controls the property and also wants to play ball in negotiation. And the mayor and council sent a very clear message to developers not only around the state but around the region. The mayor and council and the city stand fully behind the redevelopment and transformational change efforts for the Connor Street corridor in South Park. And then the developer took notice. You missed this is the WODA Group is in 16 states. They've done hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of developments. They've specialized working with MISHDA to provide affordable housing and workforce housing. And they took notice and they said, okay, if the mayor and council are this firmly committed to the area, then we'll take a look. And I got them up here on a bus ride and the deal's deal.
What is one of these units going to look like? What's it? I mean, not specifically, but what's the size and in the cost?
So they're between 2 and 3 bedrooms units. They're between $150,000 and $300,000 to own them. There's renderings online right now. Times Herald, the TimesHerald.com. Pay the $9. Get your digital subscription. Come on, folks. $9. Support your local journalism.
We're free, by the way.
Yeah, we're free. they've got the right renderings out there. I believe the renderings are on Facebook. I believe your news site has them up as well. Yep. There's renderings out there, so folks can take a look at them. The next step is community engagement. This is not a flash in the pan. This is not a single development. We intend to be announcing several new developments down there in the next 2 to 3 years. We have a lot in the pipeline, a lot of things I can't talk about. What some call conspiracy, we call strategic thinking and planning. You're right. There is a strategic plan for that area. There's a grand conspiracy to develop that area and to bring transformational change there. We've also engaged Double Hall Solutions, which is a nationally recognized urban planning practitioners of government to engage the community. We want a third-party group to come in there and say, let's do community engagement sessions. Let's talk about if we're going to develop a corridor improvement authority or a neighborhood improvement authority, what does the neighborhood want to see? And that can't be prescribed from government. That's got to be organic. You can't go in and just project your vision of what that area should look like. It's really the community coming together and saying, this is our hopes and dreams for the neighborhood we live in, for the walkable, vibrant, commercial retail sector we want to be a part of. And so Double Hall Solutions, Nate Geinzer, the CEO and founder, is actually going to take on this project himself, bringing in some really nationally recognized people to engage the South Park neighborhood and Lincoln Park neighborhood and Conner Street Corridor residents to say, okay, what do you want to see in the next 3 to 5 years? Is it a grocery store? Is it more retail? Is it walkability to work? And so that's the important part. This is a long-term plan. It's not a flash in the pan, but it's exciting. You look at where the most investment opportunity, I've said this before, we don't make a charity case. Port Huron, South Park, and the Conner Street Corridor is not a charity case we're making. This is a business case. These are undervalued properties, many of them waterfront or with waterfront views of the beautiful St. Clair River, walkable to amazing parks and restaurants. These are undervalued parcels. And so you look at your delta difference between the current valuations and the potential should those sites be developed. And truthfully, that is the greatest potential for growth in the city of Port Huron. And that's why we're putting such a specific focus on that area in the next 3 to 5 years.
There is a fine line between development and gentrification. How do you make sure that that gets developed and doesn't price people out?
So the difference is pushing people out. So as we develop where you have a development plan where there's room for everybody. So the first development we're building is not some high-end luxury living. This is a missing middle program working with MSHA to subsidize construction to make it affordable for middle-income folks. And we're not talking about, the low incomes, Section 8. These are folks who are currently working, who are making a decent living, but it just takes a little bit to get by. I mean, right now, you look at housing prices, you look at gas prices and food prices, and a lot of people who thought they were upper class, I realize it's a fine line between upper class and middle class. And I think we're all just trying to make ends meet right now. And so we want to provide affordable housing. And this is a supply chain issue. So when you have the Great Recession, no one builds a home for 10 years after the Great Recession and the housing crisis. Now all of a sudden we're boom and bust and we have a roaring economy and population coming back. We had in 2018, we were the number one importer of college graduates per capita for any other county in the state of Michigan. So more four-year college graduates were moving to St. Clair County per capita than anywhere else in the state of Michigan. What's remarkable is we beat Wayne County and Kent County, and both of those have between 5 and 6 four-year universities. We don't have a four-year university. It means we are importing talent. We need people. We need places for those folks to live. And so when you have, right now it's hard to even get an apartment. It's hard to get a house. And if you do find a house, it's extraordinarily expensive. I just got my appraisal on my home, and it is $100,000 more than what I paid for it in 2018. Candidly, I probably couldn't afford my house today if I had to buy new. So we need to get more stock into the marketplace to plateau and drive down prices, really stabilize the prices of the housing market so that people that as wages rise and housing market stabilize, there's a place for everybody. So this is not gentrification. This is about creating opportunity for the folks that are there. They want those jobs. They want to continue living there. They want their kids to come back and live there. A lot of folks moved away. We need to have a place for them to move home to. People want to come home. This argument that a lot of our young people left because they didn't like Port Huron, that is just a crock. I don't buy it. A lot of people left during the Great Recession because there wasn't jobs or opportunity for them. And we have seen that when there are jobs, opportunities, housing stocks, and good schools, our kids come running back home. They want to come home. They want to raise their kids here. It's a beautiful place to raise your kids here. So provide the jobs, provide the opportunity, provide the housing options, and they will come, and they are coming. We're seeing rapid growth, and we need to sustain that with these types of developments.
Could be a game changer.
It is a game changer. Yeah. And I go back to your elected officials, the mayor and council, are listening. And they direct their administration to address housing. You look at the goals the mayor and council adopted for the last 2 years. It's been address the housing crisis and shortage, work with developers, streamline the red tape so people want to come and develop here. And so the mayor and council are laser focused on providing these housing options so that all of our residents, both low income, middle income, and the upper class, have a place to live. And it's very important for us.
Exciting stuff. James, appreciate you coming in and telling us about
this. Yeah, thank you for the invite, Paul.
James Fried, Port Huron City Manager with us on WPHM 751 now.